You are now listening to the Super Bush podcast.
This episode of the Super Bush podcast is brought to you by
Dr. Navario's lip fillers. Hi, I'm Dr. Navario. You got skinny little shrimp lips? Would you like massive, plump, old pillowy, look like your face got sucked by a vacuum lips? I'm talking real fat freak firm puckers. Would you like that? Cause that's what I do. That's all I do. I specialize in giving you fatties. Your friends won't even recognize you after I inject you with my special serum. God, you're gonna look so wildly hot with these fat lips. Call me. I'm Dr. Navario. From Dr. Navario's Lip Fillers.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Super Bush Podcast. I am your host and friendly neighborhood greeter, Andrew Bush, and I am here to show you around the delicately landscaped flora and fauna that were hand-selected from the world of interesting news on this very podcast. All right, that was a little bit confusing. I'm going to tell you some things that are happening in the news. I'm going to do some jokes. And before I begin, I first want to thank you, Dr. Navario, for sponsoring our show. And I want to thank you, listeners. I know you have a choice when it comes to podcasts that involve one guy talking himself for 10 minutes, and I'm glad that you picked me. And if this isn't the only podcast that you listen to, well, how could you? I thought we had something special. Anyways, enough with all this. Let's go ahead and start the show.
From the Wits Media Studios located in beautiful Sylmar, California, it's the Super Bush Podcast.
The House of Representatives voted yesterday to pass legislation that could ban the popular video sharing app TikTok right here in the United States. As Republicans and Democrats alike sound the alarm that TikTok, which is owned by a Chinese-based company, is a national security threat. The vote was 352-65, with one member, Republican Jasmine Crockett, a Democrat from Texas, voting present. That's not a joke. That's written in the article. The bill will now head to the Senate, where it faces an uncertain fate, and there appears to be a little bit less urgency to act. Now, I've been following this story for a while now, mostly through TikTok, and it can simply be stated like this. United States leaders want to either ban TikTok or have the platform be sold to another company that's based in the US. Leaders are concerned because TikTok is a Chinese-based social media company, and that the Chinese government could easily begin spreading dangerous propaganda to American citizens. You know, TikTok could spread really dangerous information, such as all men under the age of 25 should join the military because it will pay for their college and leave them with no permanent long-term injury. Or TikTok might tell you about how the United States citizens' tax money is going overseas to help fund war. And if you are a tax-paying citizen of the US, you're now complicit in the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people. Of course, this isn't true. It's just a falsity that you might hear on TikTok propaganda. I don't follow geopolitics. I mean, are there wars going on right now? Oh, sorry, that was weird. I just had something in my throat. My point is, the House of Representatives is very concerned about TikTok feeding American citizens a bunch of lies and rhetoric, a job already occupied by the U.S. House of Representatives. But just in case you really want to know how they feel, here's a quote from Republican representative from Louisiana, Mike Johnson. He said, and I quote, "Communist China is America's largest geopolitical foe and is using technology to actively undermine America's economy and security," end quote. I will also add that the backers of this bill to ban TikTok say it's wrong to call the legislation an outright ban. Instead, it's being dubbed the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act, or the PAFACA, the PAFACA. Let's just move on to the next story, shall we? A new Gallup survey found that 30% of Gen Z women identify as LGBTQ. According to the poll, the percentage of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer adults in the U.S. continues to increase, reaching an all-time high of 7.6% in 2023. Broken down by gender, the survey of 12,000 people aged 18 and older across the country found that women were nearly twice as likely as men to identify as LGBTQ. Almost 30% of Gen Z women identify as LGBTQ+, most as bisexual, said Jeffrey Jones, a senior editor at Gallup. That's where a lot of the growth seems to be happening. I'm sorry, this was like a top news article I found today. Is this really news? I feel like this has literally been the case in the history of the world. Of course Gen Z largely identifies as bisexual. You know why? Because you asked them in 2024. Ask a millennial in 2010 and see how they identify. See what results you get. It's important to note that they polled women 18 to 26 years old. You know, the ages in which you're living on your own for the first time, trying to figure out who you are. I think this poll is right on. I mean, don't we all know those girls who are, quote, roommates, who save water by showering together? Yeah, I know, they have boyfriends, but they wear each other's clothes if they fit. I think guys 18 to 26 are the same, if I'm being honest. They just lied in the poll. They aren't quite as accepting of their own experimentation. Here's what I think. There's a percentage of people in the United States who are LGBTQ, and it's less than the number that was polled in this Gallup poll. Less than 30%. But when you're 18 to 26 years old, you sometimes don't know what you like, if you like the same sex or different sex, until you've had both. And it's okay. It's okay if you're gay or straight or like trying new things. That's really what this news article headline should be. Gen Z, okay with testing the waters of their sexuality. Listen, I'm married to a woman, but if you would have asked me when I was 19, I would have said I was bisexual. I mean, I went on a date with a man and we had an absolutely lovely time until we kissed each other goodnight. I had no idea what I wanted. By the way, Ron, if you are listening to this podcast, I hope you're doing well. Does that mean that I'm still bisexual since I tried something with another man? Look, I don't know. Just go ask the sex police or something. To be honest, I don't really know enough about other people's sexuality and preferences enough to really get too deep into this subject. So let's just move on to the next article. Officials in Fukuyama, Japan are on high alert this week. They are on the lookout for a cat that fell into a vat of highly toxic chemicals and escaped with the chemicals on its fur. The cat fell into an 11-foot vat of solution containing hexavalent chromium, also known as chromium-6, which can cause rashes and irritation or damage to the eyes and skin, as well as lung cancer if breathed in. As any interaction with this toxic feline can prove extremely deadly, officials have already begun to mobilize Godzilla in order to counter what they are calling the killer cat. Switching back to reality for a second after my tasteless Godzilla joke, in all seriousness, the cat's whereabouts and its fate remain unknown. The city's environmental team has said the cat may be dead, but have put out the following statement to its citizens. Any sightings of a cat with abnormalities should be reported to city officials or to the police, and people should absolutely not touch it. As I am a cat lover myself, I really don't have any jokes here. I just feel bad for the cat. So instead of trying to do a joke, I will tell you a common idiom in Japanese culture, which is neko narogo, which is speaking with a cat petting voice, or expressing a gentle persuasive voice, like, here kitty kitty, here, kitty, kitty. And with that, let's move on to the next story, speaking in Neko Naruko. A billionaire mining magnate named Clive Palmer announced this week his plans to build a cruise ship. And not just any cruise ship, no. Clive wants to build something he is calling the Titanic 2. Yesterday, Palmer hired a room at the Sydney Opera House to let the world know about his vision of building a two-scale replica of the doomed ocean liner and how it would finally come to be. When asked by a reporter at that event if the project was a hoax or a publicity stunt, Palmer said that it was, quote, bullshit, really, end quote, and that he had, quote, enough money to build the Titanic 10 times over, end quote. This isn't the first time that Palmer has said that he was going to rebuild the Titanic. Originally, he announced that he was going to do it 10 years ago in 2014. Palmer actually began work on the Titanic 2, but it was suspended in 2015, just 1 year later, after a payment dispute between one of Palmer's companies and a Chinese company called CITIC starved it of funds. Palmer reannounced the project to happen in 2018 with a proposed sale date of 2022, but said that COVID was the cause of it not getting off the ground. Who the fuck does he think is getting on this thing? Is he just building terrible things? Is he gonna launch the ship on 9/11? What is he doing? Is he gonna fly to the launch site on the Hindenburg 2? Is he making a new space shuttle Challenger 2? This is a man who gets up every day and says, I wanna build some stupid thing that killed a bunch of people once again because I'm a billionaire and I have money to do so. What? Starving children? Where? I thought there were no more starving children. I thought there won't be after Katrina too. Look, I'm having a hard time writing jokes about the story because the story itself is a joke. A billionaire wants to rebuild the Titanic and then sail it across the ocean. What? This is somehow Leonardo DiCaprio's fault. I could just feel it. He was too beautiful in that movie, and we all just want the day when we had a young, sexy Leonardo DiCaprio on the silver screen, and we're stuck with Chalamet! And his gangly face and his gangly teeth and his little twink body. We want Leo back! Moving on to the final story. Do the stupid noise. Wildlife rescuers in Virginia shared a video online of an official wearing a red fox mask while syringe feeding an orphan baby fox. The video, posted to Facebook by the Richmond Wildlife Center, shows executive director Melissa Stanley wearing a somewhat realistic mask and rubber gloves while feeding a red fox baby brought to the center earlier this month. Unfortunately, the mask is on loan from the Freaky Deaky Furry sex shop down the street, but it's good that the shop is there just in case any other baby animals end up injured at the wildlife center.
We have all kinds of leashes and ball gags too, but the wildlife people are just not that into it, said sex shop owner Henry O. Dingle Dangle.
In the non-lying part of this story, the post by the Wildlife Center said it is important to make sure that the orphans that are raised in captivity do not become imprinted upon or habituated to humans. To prevent that, they minimalize human sounds, create visual barriers, reduce handling, reduce multiple transfers among different facilities, and wear masks for the species. When asked, the baby fox said, quote,
"Dude, you are so not my mom. You have like rubber gloves on and I can see your thumbs. Plus you're standing on your hind legs and you're like 80 times my size. Who do you think you're fooling? What kind of fox do you think I am?" End quote.
Stupid joke. And I have no segue out of it, so... Well, that's the end of this podcast. Join me tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Pacific or noon Eastern, for a live podcast. That's right, we're going to be doing this show live. Also, I'm going to be checking and responding to your emails as well, so don't forget to send in your comments to superbushpodcast@gmail.com. Again, because I said .com, it's superbushpodcast@gmail.com. No spaces. I will read it. I will read these emails and I will respond to you live tomorrow if you want to leave your name. If you don't want me to read it out loud, let me know. Put that at the bottom. I am very excited and I'm very nervous about doing this, so I hope it goes well. Thank you all so much for listening to the Super Bush Podcast, and remember, a cup that holds no water is more like a fork than a cup, so don't call it a cup. It's a not cup. It's not a cup. It's just a not cup. That's going to do it for me. Thank you all once again for listening, and have a good night.